Moldova's perspectives have slightly changed. It is a so-called frozen conflict. It's not as frozen as it used to be, and there is now more communication between Transnistria and Moldova and Chisinau. This is the first thing, largely because of what the how important the EU has become for Moldova in terms of trade, of political contacts, of economic contacts, and so on. However, there's always the energy weapon. And no matter what happens in Transnistria, and if it's ever going to be resolved, Russia can always resort to the energy weapon, which is what they're doing now, firstly. And secondly, there's a pro-Russian oligarch elite and support inside Moldova who can whip up anti-EU support and pro-Russia support and indeed anti-Ukraine support. So this means that the EU has to be very, very careful and diligent on how it supports Moldova, not only for the refugees, they've taken in a lot of Ukrainian refugees, but also helping them get through this winter with energy. The Moldovans cannot be blackmailed by Russian energy, which Russia has done so many years now with Moldova.